The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Mick Norton. On today's edition, we're going to look ahead to three contests at Kempton Park on Wednesday evening. Three cracking contests as well. I might add, we'll just have a quick look ahead as well to one contest at Cheltenham, because we are now just 1 week away from the beginning of the 2014 Cheltenham Festival. It's exciting stuff, isn't it, Mick?
It certainly is. Creeping ever closer, Alex.
It is. How are you, anyway?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good to hear. I spoke to you a couple of days ago, and we had a look ahead to the Fox Hunters. You offered up a nice value selection there, so hopefully we'll be able to find the winner of the Triumph Hurdle today. Price-wise, of course, in the Racing Post have done their preview of the race today. Mm. Tom Segal has tipped up Activial and Rutherglen. Rutherglen, of course, a horse that we know quite well on William Hill Radio, trained by John Quinn. And obviously Andy Holding and Sam Turner have a share in the horse as well. So a horse that I think we'd all quite like to run well, even if we haven't got a financial investment in it, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And of those, well, Activial as well is a great horse. And they are now, at the time of recording, 10-1 Activial and 14-1 Rutherglen for the Triumph. And, well, they're decent picks, aren't they?
Yeah. I just can't understand why, though, Activial hasn't already been confirmed as a Triumph Hurdle runner if they're serious about winning it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You either target it or you don't. And they're still ifing and butting and why for and where for, and we might wait and go to entry, blah, blah, blah.
It doesn't tend to be a race that you can turn up and win.
No.
You have to have exactly prepared for it, if you like.
I just wonder what their problem is, but we shall see. I quite agree with Tom that Rutherglen is probably overpriced and sure to run his race. He's got all the credentials required. He's unbeaten, and he's a better, higher rating than Countrywide Flame, who won the Triumph of the same stable on the flat. Mm-hmm. Good attitude. Seems to jump well. I think everything's in place for a big run.
Okay, we've got the betting for the Triumph here. At the time of recording, we are Calypto, 5-1 favourite. La Rochere at sixes. Activial and Guitar Pete at tens. Broughton and Tiger Roll at 12s. 14s for Pearl Castle, Royal Irish Hussar, and Rutherglen. 16s for Gitane du Berlay and Yvonne Grosny. 20s or bigger the rest. I'll ask you what you fancy in just a second, Mick, but it's interesting as well to see Pearl Castle in there, another Quinn runner. He's got every chance of arriving at the Triumph with a really quite strong hand here.
Yeah, I don't think they want the ground to be too soft, do they, for Pearl Castle?
Definitely, yeah, yeah.
And we're talking about
top of the
Friday. If it does continue to dry out, it might be good enough ground for him by Friday. But again, I don't like any ifs and buts. If you're going for a race like that, I like a nice clean sheet with all the boxes ticked.
Yeah, I'd agree with
that. I don't want any ifs or any buts.
Pearl Castle on debut at Wetherby, on hurdling debut, I should say, was completely bogged down in the ground. And I know that was his debut, and he may have needed the run, if you like, needed the learning experience. But, of course, he's shown at Doncaster twice now just how good he can be if he gets his ground. So certainly one to keep an eye on. Of the others, then, where are your eyes heading?
Well, I think in a normal year, Guitar Pete would be, well, he is the third best in anyway, and the best of the Irish. But he's got plenty going for him. He's got solid graded form. He's jumps very well. He's got a good technique. He comes from the stable that produced the winner last year. Mm-hmm. And he's had a look at the track. Had a spin round, didn't he? I know he got beaten by by Irish Hussar, Royal Irish Hussar. But he's had a look at the track and he ran perfectly respectably. And he's a much better horse now anyway.
I must say I've had a reasonably chunky anti-post bet on Guitar Pete for that exact reason. Yeah. Just too big a price.
Exactly.
I expected him to be around sixes and sevens.
He's still too big a price now.
He is indeed, and I think he's a knock in each way bet now that we're you know getting close to the time. Mm. Okay, so would Guitar Pete be the way that you'd lean if I was to push you for a selection
Absolutely.
For this?
Absolutely. Yeah. Just from, I think he and Ruther Glen do represent the value. Guitar Pete at 10s, Ruther Glen at 20s. I think you could do a lot worse than Dutch those two each way.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Have a couple of solid performers, not Fancy Dans who've got to go and do it in graded company. They've been there and they've got good flat form into the bargain. I just think that they represent a bit of value.
Certainly do think it's an interesting betting heat, the 2014 Triumph Hurdle, though. So, interesting. Not too far away from it now, either. Okay, we'll move on to three contests taking place on Wednesday evening at Kempton Park. And we'll start with a Class 2 handicap. A real treat, this one. A mile and two furlongs the trip for this. A huge field, 14 runners down to go to post. You'd imagine that the draw could be reasonably important here.
Good
and
point.
I know it's over a fair trip, but...
Yeah.
Where do you
You've
start
got to get a good position in races like this, Class 2. I'm going to start with Indian Jack, who is trained by Ed Walker. Luke Morris taking the ride. He's in great form at the moment. Arguably another career best. Well, it's not arguably, it's factually. Another career best is required if he's going to land the hat-trick. But he's only got a £3 higher mark to overcome. And he has been lightly raced... this term, and I think he's definitely on the upgrade. Looks certain to run his race again, and he's got a perfectly acceptable draw of 7 right in the middle, so Luke can more or less pop him where he wants him. The others to consider are Shavansky, who's 10 years old now, but he seems in great form at the moment. He's £2 better off with Indian Jack on their Lingfield running. He did miss the break that day as well and did remarkably well to get within 3/4 of a length of Indian Jack. But I think the significant thing here, there's Andreat Zini takes over in the saddle.
I was just about to say that.
From Shelley Burkett. Shelley's very good, but Zini is riding at the top of his game,
exactly.
Isn't he? And he's got a draw in 9. That wouldn't worry me too much, 9, with the way that he's ridden Shavansky, and he's going to get the vote. The other one to consider is Epic Battle, who's well drawn in 3. He's lightly raced, only his 6th career start here, unsuited by the muddling gallop at Wolverhampton last time, but definitely going the right way and very well drawn. The only downside, Alex, is that he's always heavily backed. So he's going to take a big chunk out of the market again.
As with all haggis horses.
So I'm going to swerve him and go with the old boy, Shavansky. Rod Millman's horses deserve a bit of a change of look. They're knocking on the door, and it'd be great to see the old boy, Shavansky, win this class too.
How often as well do we see William Haggis horses just getting backed off the boat? I mean, you'd imagine here, Epic Battle, and Indian Jack as well, Ed Walker's stable, they have
no
a bit
rhyme
of
or reason
sometimes.
To it, because it, you know, it's almost disregarding the rest of the opposition.
And there's some good opposition
absolutely.
In this.
Absolutely.
So Shavansky, definitely a value pick there. How often as well do we see, I mean, as we've said, Shelley Burkett, a fine jockey, but when you replace a claiming jockey with a top-class one, in this case, Andreat Zaney, the horse just seems to find pounds,
doesn't
he?
That's right. That's why the apprentices get the claim and the senior jockeys don't.
OK, that's the 6:30 covered. Next up, the 7 o'clock. 6 furlongs of the trip for this Class 6 contest. 12 runners down to go to post, and this looks every bit as open as the first
Absolutely.
Race.
Absolutely. I've concentrated on the draw to a certain extent here. I'll start with Indian Affair, who is the best drawn of the Bradley trio. Definitely knocking on the door, Indian Affair, has gone close. Well, he's run well the last 3 and wasn't beaten very far last time at all. And he's a course and distance winner here at Kempton as well. And the mark, not really a problem for him. He's won off 70 in the past. He's racing off 65 here. And his streaky stable had 2 winners yesterday. Definitely a player, and drawn in store 1.
But of course, you mentioned that was one of three Bradley horses in Indian Affair.
Yeah.
Divine Call has got solid form as well. Compton Prince, you couldn't discard. I mean,
no.
That's the thing with the Bradley team. They do. He seems to have a lot of horses that run over the same trip, and he often puts one up against the other.
They're hard to separate. The only reason I've gone with Indian Affair is he's the best drawn of the three, of the Bradley horses anyway. And this leads me on to the selection, which is going to be Hadith, who's next door to him in stall two. Now, Adam Kirby was on board for his last win. That was off a £2 higher mark. And he's coming down from class three. Interestingly enough, Adam Kirby rides Sweet Talking Guy, and that just means Jim Crowley has come in for the ride on Hadith, and he's riding for the first time. And I mean, Jim's top all-weather rider, isn't he? And you know, I think that's probably a good move by David Evans, a very similar sort of rider. He broke his maiden here, Hadith, and although he is an infrequent visitor to Kempton, I was astonished when I looked through his profile how few times he'd been to Kempton. He rarely runs a bad race, always on the premises. And I can see a big run at a big price in the offing from Hadith.
Okay.
And the other one I want to mention is the Kirby Mount Sweet Talking Guy. He hasn't fared so well with the draw. He's in 12. But he's yet to run a bad race here at Kempton, and he is the choice of Adam Kirby, who could probably have ridden plenty of these. He was undone by the penalty last time, I thought, and he's gone up another two on top of that. So a combination of that and the outside stall, I think, will be a stumbling block for a horse who's going to take plenty out of the market with Kirby on board. And that's what makes me think that Hadith is going to run a big race at a good price.
Okay, Hadith in the 7 o'clock. The final race that we'll look at is the 8 o'clock from Kempton Park. A handicap over 1 mile, a Class 5 contest with 12 runners down to go to post. Another pretty competitive affair here, Mick. Not much separating a lot of them. The handicap very, very tightly compressed.
Only £5.
£5
against 11 of the 12, and then just another four to the bottom one.
So pretty open. You could give a chance to almost every horse here, but which one are you going to side
with?
I've
narrowed it down to three. We'll start with Diplomatic. He's drawn in 12. Michael Squant trains Liam Jones, takes the ride. The draw, probably not a disaster for one with his running style. He's a 5 times course and distance winner here at Kempton, and plenty of good placed efforts to go along with the 5 wins. Now, a career best is going to be required here at the age of 9, and he has been beaten the last twice off of this mark. He's a player, but he's got nothing in hand. Everything would nearly have to drop right for him. Number six is Wilfred Pickles, who's drawn 6, the mount of Adam Kirby for Joe Crowley. Took advantage of a slipping mark last time under Kirby at Lingfield. Only £2 higher here. Has won in the 80s in the past, so has to be respected off 72 now that he's back to form. But I'm going to take a chance on the next to bottom one, Mr. Red Clubs, who has got a stall at 2. Here. He's wearing the hood for the first time. He's £3 higher than his last win 3 outings ago, but only just beaten this mark last time after arguably doing too much too soon in that apprentice race at Wolverhampton. Andrew Mullen replacing the apprentice here, and with that application of the hood from his good draw, I don't think we'll see a repetition of the forcing tactics that applied last time. I don't think the boy had much choice, to be fair to him. He broke well and just got tanking with him, and ended up doing too much and left him vulnerable close home. Mullen will be aware of that, and I think again Mr. Red Clubs could be a half decent price in that very competitive 8 o'clock.
Okay, Mr. Red Clubs there in the 8 o'clock. If you could just spin us through your three picks at Kempton Park, Mick.
Yeah, it could be up, hopefully, you know, three that might to combine in each way, doubles and trebles, Alex, in the 6:30. The old boy Shavansky at Zini taking over in the saddle. In the 7 o'clock, Hadith, Jim Crowley up for the first time for David Evans, and he's got a good draw in 2. And in the 8 o'clock, Andrew Mullen takes over from an apprentice on the free going, Mr. Red Clubs, and I think that might be the key to him.
Okay, certainly some value picks there on Wednesday evening. Best of luck with all those, Mick, and enjoy the action.
Thank you very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.